Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of South Korea. Even though North Korea is at the Olympics, it is as dangerous as it has ever been. That's the headline. Colonel Bob McGinnis will give us the details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
With all the focus on the Olympics, with the combined teams of North and South Korea for the Olympic team competing there in South Korea, is North Korea still as dangerous as they have been in the past?
Oh, probably more so, Jimmy. This is a ploy by them to buy time and try to, I suppose, coerce or persuade people that really don't understand their long-term ambitions. They still have every intention of becoming a nuclear state that threatens the region and the United States. They have every intention of reunification under their own terms, and they're trying to sow a sop at Beijing and Moscow so that they won't put any more pressure and perhaps will lift some of the sanctions. But don't be fooled by this. This country has not changed its stripes. It's just as terrible, mean-spirited, and dangerous as it's always been.
Was it another PR ploy that the leader of North Korea sent his sister to the opening of the Olympics as well?
Well, she's one of the few healthy people in North Korea, so, you know, it's not going to be an embarrassment because they skin a skeletal person down there. Now, that's the reality. She is in the upper crust of that society. Everyone else is starving or are fearful of their life. And, of course, he can trust her to send his message and to present a very different image than most people in the world. And, of course, the media is going to clamor around her, and they're going to begin to second-guess the messages that they've been hearing from those that have studied North Korea for decades. But that's part and parcel of a free press.
Colonel Bob McGinnis with the details of North Korea at the Olympics and the real truth behind this story. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. What many world leaders think is a breakthrough as it relates to the nuclear threat of North Korea is total subterfuge. North Korea at the Olympics in South Korea and together as a joint team is simply a propaganda ploy for the rest of the world. Bob reports that North Korea is as dangerous as it has ever been. In Bible prophecy, North Korea is mentioned in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12 when it refers to the kings of the East. They appear at the end of the tribulation period with the other nations in the Far East. However, as President George W. Bush mentioned, North Korea is a key player in the axis of evil: North Korea, Iran, and Syria. Today's partnership with these three nations sees North Korea as a facilitator for the other two nations, Middle Eastern Islamic nations, as mentioned in Ezekiel 38 and Daniel 11. The stage is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...